Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 38 today, verses 20 through 23. Jeremiah 38, verses 20 through 23. It says, Jeremiah said, "You shall not be given to them. Obey now the voice of the Lord in what I say to you, and it shall be well with you, and your life shall be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the vision which the Lord has shown to me. Behold, all the women left in the house of the king of Judah were being led out to the officials of the king of Babylon, and they were saying, 'Your trusted friends have deceived you and prevailed against you. Now that your feet are sunk in the mud, they turn away from you. All your wives and your sons shall be led out to the Chaldeans, and you yourself shall not escape from their hand, but shall be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city shall be burned with fire.'" Now, in order to understand our challenge for today from this section, we have to remember what was said yesterday, what was in yesterday's challenge. In the verses prior to this, Jeremiah is telling Zedekiah, God says, "Submit yourself to the king of Babylon, humble yourself, let him take you captive, and you and your family will be spared and kept alive. But if you don't, your family will be killed, and the city will be burned with fire." Zedekiah's response was, "Well, I'm worried. If I go to Babylon and submit myself, they may hand me over to the captives that are already over there, and they'll treat me badly because of things I've done here." And we looked yesterday at how he was more worried about what the people thought than what God thought. Well, today, in today's challenge, we see that Jeremiah tells Zedekiah that the people whom he trusted in and feared instead of God will now be his downfall. He says, look, if you'll do what God says, you won't be given to them. Obey now the voice of the Lord and what I say, and it'll be well with you. But if you don't, here's the vision that God gave me. Behold, all the women left in the house of the king of Judah were being led out to the officials of the king of Babylon. And this is what they were saying. Your trusted friends have deceived you and prevailed against you. Now that your feet have sunk in the mud, they turn away from you. And then all your wives and your sons shall be led out to the Chaldeans, and you yourself shall not escape from their hand, but shall be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city shall be burned with fire. In other words, all the king's wives and all his family were saying, look, you trusted in those false prophets. You trusted in those people. You're more worried about what those people around you were thinking. That's why you would make secret vows to Jeremiah and not public vows. That's why you said to the people that wanted to throw Jeremiah in the cistern, look, I can't do anything against you. Do whatever you're going to do, because I can't stop you anyway, because I'm afraid of you. All those people you were more afraid of than God are now going to be your downfall. And folks, boy, that'll preach. How many times have we, over the years, missed out on the blessings of God because we were more worried of what people thought, or we listened to what people said instead of what God said? And because of that, all those supposedly trusted advisors, people that given us counsel that wasn't of the Lord, has had us miss out on blessings of God and suffer consequences. You want to hear about the consequences? I mentioned them yesterday a little bit. Let me read it to you. 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 1 through 7. Says, in the ninth year of his reign, and in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came with all his army against Jerusalem and laid siege to it. And they built siege works all around it. So the city was besieged till the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the king's gate, between the two walls by the king's garden. And the Chaldeans were around the city, and they went in the direction of the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they captured the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, and there they passed sentence on him. They slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes and put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him in chains and took him to Babylon. Those people that he had trusted in, that he listened to more than listening to God, ended up being his downfall because they were wrong and God was right. And because of it, he watched his family be put to death, and then he was blinded, and he spent the rest of his life as a prisoner in Babylon, blind, in misery. You have time today to stop what you're doing if you're listening to man. Are you hanging out with people that are leading you to the Lord, to listen to the Lord, or away from the Lord? These trusted friends that you have, but they're my friends. If they're leading you away from the Lord, you're going to suffer consequences and you're going to miss out on blessings of God. Don't go down that road. Today, God says to you, trust me. I have a heart for you. I love you. I've proven it by sending my son to die for your sins. I care for you and have nothing but good for you, but you need to trust me. Don't listen to the world. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.